Across University Hospital Coventry and online, this is Coventry Hospital Radio.
Hello and welcome to CHR. Today we're talking about one of the biggest celebrations in the Trust calendar, the Outstanding Service and Care Awards, better known as the Oscars. The Oscars are now in their 19th year and provide an opportunity to recognise and celebrate the incredible staff, volunteers and teams who make a difference every single day at the hospital. Joining me today is Raj and Michelle from the People's team to tell us all about Oscars 2026, how patients, visitors, families, volunteers and staff can get involved. Hello ladies, how are we?
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, really good. So for anyone who's hearing about the Oscars for the very first time, can you tell us what they are and why they're such an important part of their life here at UHCW, Raj?
As you said, they're a chance for us to recognise and celebrate the incredible people who make up Team UHCW, those colleagues who are making a difference every single day across the Trust. And what really makes them special is that a lot of the nominees are highlighted by the people who experience their kindness every single day and the difference they are making. So whether that's our patients, families, colleagues, and it's a really an opportunity to say thank you. It's about saying that thank you and shining a light on the compassion, dedication and teamwork that defines us across the organisation.
Michelle, 19 years is quite an achievement. What do you think makes the Oscars such a special event, and why do they continue to be so important after nearly two decades?
I think it's because the Oscars genuinely reflect who we are as an organisation and as a trust. Healthcare is always evolving, but the need for kindness, teamwork and excellence never changes. And after nearly two decades, the awards still give us a moment to pause, reflect and celebrate the extraordinary effort that happens every day, often quietly and often behind the scenes. And like you say, it's a very special event in the calendar for UHCW.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant event. I mean, I know last year when I got nominated, I was so happy, I was so chuffed. I was like, oh yeah, I've been nominated. So is a lot of people, it's okay. The NHS is full of people doing amazing things every day, often quietly and without expectation of recognition. I can't even speak now. Why is it important to take time out to celebrate those individual and the teams?
I think just as you've said, you know, you're not expecting that nomination and that feeling of being nominated, because often people, you know, in our trust and across the NHS, they go above and beyond without expecting recognition. It's just what we do and what we do. So taking that time out to celebrate them, you know, is about the individual or the team that's been nominated, but it also boosts morale. It's about inspiring others and it can reinforce what great care looks like across our organisation. And it's a chance to remind everybody what they do truly matters.
Yeah, and I imagine you hear some incredible stories throughout the nomination process. What impact can receiving an Oscar nomination have on a member of staff or volunteer?
Well, it can be incredibly powerful. For many people, just being nominated means a huge amount. And knowing that someone's taken the time to send in a nomination about the difference that you've made, it can be uplifting, motivating and often very emotional, especially when it comes directly from a patient or family members.
Yeah, I mean, just talking about it now, I'm thinking about when I got my notification I was nominated. It was just brilliant. At first I thought, oh no, it's been a typo ever, I better read it again being dyslexic, but no, it just puts a smile on your face, which is something fantastic. Sometimes people may think, I'm sure somebody else would nominate them. What would you say to encourage people not to leave it to someone else and do it themselves?
Yeah, I'd say please don't leave it to somebody else. If you've got an experience which has left an impact on you, has made a difference to you, please, you know, speak up. Your voice having that interaction matters to the individual or the team that will receive it. So even if it's a few sentences, you know, the difference it will have and the impact it will make on the recipient is huge.
Yeah, because one of the great things about the Oscars is that anyone can nominate. But can you explain who is eligible to submit in nomination?
Yeah, of course, absolutely anyone. So that includes patients.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Which includes patients, former patients, relatives, carers, visitors, volunteers and staff.
You just touched on something there, saying everybody, but I didn't know relatives could nominate as well, which is brilliant. I suppose because at that moment in time with people having getting looked after, relatives are really important, ain't they? They might see someone who's doing a great job and think, oh, they're doing fantastic. So they can nominate, which is brilliant, which is, I didn't know they could. So fantastic. Thanks for that. So this includes patients currently in hospital, former patients, relatives, carers, visitors, volunteers, and staff members. Can it include like the hierarchy as well? So say if a matron's walking around, or Andy Hardy was walking around and seeing Clive Brooks doing brilliant on the decks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Could he nominate someone as well? Yeah. So it's basically anybody.
Anybody. And I think that's what makes the Oscar so special. It's open to everyone who's had an experience of outstanding service or care at UHCW. So absolutely anybody. In terms of matrons, Andy, there's two categories that are our chief executive categories. So absolutely that's in there. And we would encourage absolutely everybody to submit those. Doesn't matter, you know, what your role is. It doesn't matter the role of the person or the team that you're nominating for as well. And I think that is probably, like I say, one of the things that makes it so special. Sure.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We're going to touch on the categories in a little bit later because I've had to add some more onto them. There's so many. But many people listening today may have experienced exceptional care themselves. Sometimes it's not just medical treatment that they remember, but the kindness, compassion and support shown during difficult times. How is it important that nominations focus on those personal moments that make a difference?
Oh, they're incredibly important. Often it's not just the treatment that people remember, it's how they were made to feel, which is long-lasting. A kind word, taking time to listen, or going beyond what's expected can have a real lasting impact on somebody, and perhaps for the rest of their life they'll always remember that moment.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I know from being in hospital sometimes, it's just that other person, and it's sometimes just saying hello to you and just spending five minutes talking, isn't it, which is brilliant. I can imagine some of the most powerful nominations come from patients and families describing the impact of a staff member had on them during a challenging period. Is that about right?
Yeah.
That's good. There are 11 categories available for staff nominations this year. I'm going to name some of them, and then maybe you can tell us about some of the categories and wider range of achievements they recognise. So some of the categories are the Chief Executive Team Award, Leading the Way, UHCW Eye Improvement, Research and Innovation, Delivering Care, Supporting the Delivery of Care, Rising Star, Compassion in Action, the Volunteers Award, which I'm really looking forward to, the Partnership Award for ISS and MITRE, People's Choice, Staff Choice, Charity and Uni Choice, and the big one, the CEO Individual Choice. Andy Hardy's listening, don't forget. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the categories and why is them categories been nominated for?
Definitely, there is a lot, and I would say to anybody that's looking to nominate, please do go on to either the learning management system, I know we're going to talk about the nomination process, where you can see all the descriptors of all of those categories, whether you are a member of the public or internal colleague. And the categories are really there to cover or reflect the breadth of work that happens across the trust. So whether that's from delivering, you know, direct care, whether it's supporting that delivery of care, whether it's something that's happening behind the scenes, research, innovation, leadership, there's a whole range. There will be a category for somebody to get nominated against. And also, as you say, we've got, you know, volunteers, we've got the charity in there, we have our Educator in Practice and Educator of the Year, which is sponsored by our universities that we partner with and work with. So there is a whole range there for people to pick from.
Yeah, one of the apart from the charity, the volunteers one, one of the categories that always catches people's attention is the People's Choice Award. Can you explain why this makes this award so special?
This is a really special award because this is driven totally by patients, families, service users and the public. So it directly reflects their experiences and allows people to recognise someone within the trust who has truly left a lasting impact on them.
So why is it important to have a public-facing category like this?
Simply, it keeps the patient voice at the heart of everything we do, what we are about. So it reminds us that our work matters. It reminds us that our work is about the people and their experiences, not always or necessarily about the processes.
I mean, alongside the People's Choice Award, I just want to chuck this one in here as well. Members of the public can also nominate the Volunteers Award. As we know, our volunteers contribute so much across the trust. How value are they in supporting patients and staff every day? I mean, I know Coventry Hospital Radio is done by volunteers, but there's so many. I didn't realise there's 550 volunteers in the trust. It's mad, isn't it?
It's huge, isn't it? Huge amount, a real heartbeat of the trust, aren't they? Volunteers, and play such a special part, an important part of us running the trust on a day-to-day basis. So they give their time generously and bring warmth and support, and that really enhances the patient experience. And we couldn't do it without them.
You could do this show without me, Tom. I'm rubbish.
Especially the DJ.
A Roger Michelle takeover.
Yeah. We can do that. It's fine. I'm sure we can sort some out. I'll get you taken over, and I'll just get a certificate. It's fine. If someone's listening,
we'll ask you the question.
Well, I don't know about that so much. I have trouble pressing the buttons. But so if someone's listening right now and thinking, I know exactly who I want to nominate, how easy is it to submit a nomination?
Very straightforward, she says. It is very straightforward. So it's an online form. You leave the details of the person, the team that you'd like to nominate, and then your nomination. And we've got some prompts on there to support with your nomination, but actually it comes from you, so you submit your nomination, but that's as easy as it is.
Would you encourage people to provide specific examples and personal stories rather than just a few lines? Or are they okay to say, Clive from Hostel Radio is brilliant, I nominate him, or any other volunteer or anybody else? Or do you like the personal stories?
Yeah, so I think personal stories bring the nomination to life, and they also help the judges understand, because obviously the judges will be looking at these nominations, and helps them understand the impact that team or individual had on them. And, you know, if people can include the trust values, that's really important as well. And what happened, so sort of paint that picture, what happened and why it mattered, and the more specific the story, the more powerful the nomination.
Yeah, I mean, on a personal note, I just got to say, I love it that everyone's included, and you do teams, and I mean, I can remember looking in last year at the awards and that, and so many different people and so many different teams won it, and listening back to the feedback when I was walking around, it just makes everyone so happy. So if you can nominate for anybody, please do, because it really does brighten up their day and make them think it's worth it. But time is running out now, because nomination close at 1 minute, that's precise, 1 minute to midnight on Sunday the 28th of June. So what message would you like to give to anyone who's been meaning to submit a nomination but hasn't quite got around to doing it yet?
I'd say, if you've been thinking about it, now is the time. Press pause here and go and do the nomination and come back and listen to us. It really doesn't take long, and your nomination will really mean the world to somebody.
I see what he did there. That's good. That. See, I told you. It's told you. It's just, you know, natural. And for staff members listening, who think they want to nominate within the staff categories, they can do that through the learning management system, the LMS.
Yeah, absolutely. They can submit the nominations for the staff categories through LMS, which is the learning management system. It is really quick. It's really easy, and there's category descriptors on there. Some tips on how to write that winning nomination. So lots of information there for staff, and very easy to use.
Brilliant. Before we finish, what does it mean to you personally to be involved in an event that celebrates the incredible people who work and volunteer across UHCW?
A privilege. It's a real privilege to be able to do this. As we've kind of said through this, the Oscars really bring to life the incredible people who we've got across UHCW, the difference they're making every single day, day in, day out. This really reminds us exactly why we're proud to work here, why we'd recommend UHCW as a place to work and to receive care and treatment. So I think one word to sum it up for me is privilege.
Brilliant. Finally, if you could sum up the Oscars 2026 in one message, what would you say to encourage people to get involved?
Well, if you've experienced outstanding care or service, don't keep it to yourself. Nominate. Don't leave it to someone else to do it. Like Raj said, pause. Do your nomination and come back and listen to us. We might sing a song at the end. Your voice helps us recognise the exceptional people who make Team UHGW so special.
Which is brilliant. Raj and Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us more about Oscars 2026. Remember, nominations are now open for the Outstanding Service and Care Awards. If a member of staff, volunteer or team has made a difference to you, now is your chance to say thank you and recognise their contribution. Anyone can nominate, whether you're a patient, relative, visitor, volunteer or member of staff. For full details and to submit your nomination, visit UHCW Oscars 2026. That's it, and that is uhcw.nhs.uk/Oscars. Nomination close at 11:59 on Sunday the 28th of June, so don't miss the opportunity to celebrate the outstanding people who make UHCW such a special place. Michelle, Raj, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
From all of us here at Coventry Hospital Radio, thank you so much for listening.
Across University Hospital Coventry and online, this is Coventry Hospital Radio.